Hello and welcome. This fight is called Boxer Magic, and it will give you a trigger that whenever you're wearing any kind of boxer or other male underwear, you will feel a massive cock and balls between your legs. Of course, having a big cock between your legs will have certain psychological effects on you, making you feel more confident and stronger, and generally making you behave like a stereotypical man. Maybe even a little bit of a macho man. Just make sure you don't get too cocky. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Put yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. Relax. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation. Being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper. Because you know, I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep. So deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully. Just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker,
even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep. 0, sleep. Just letting go. So deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a wonderful fun trigger. This trigger is going to affect you from now on whenever you are wearing any kind of male underwear. And when you do, you will feel your cock and your balls in your underwear, and you will behave stereotypically masculine. That's right. Now, before we begin to give you this trigger, I am going to make sure that you will always be safe with it. Because if at any time when you are wearing male underwear, anything happens that requires you to go back to your normal self, you will find that you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self, even if you are still wearing male underwear. That's right. If you ever want to leave your male state for any reason, you will find that it will instantly and automatically happen. Your own subconscious mind will always make sure that you are safe and will always be able to instantly revert you back to your normal self. And now that you know that you will always be safe, it will be even easier to accept all the suggestions in this file and really allow all my words deep into your mind so that you can experience the boxer short magic. That's right. And now, let's begin with the physical experience of having a massive cock and balls in your boxers or whatever male underwear you are preferring. Now, because this file is about you and you experiencing a cock and balls in the way that is just perfect for you, we are going to do a little thought experiment so you can create your own perfect experience of having a cock and balls. That's right. Now, what I want you to do is just lay back and relax and just imagine how it would feel just to have a cock between your legs. That's right. We are starting with only the cock. Feel the cock. Feel your cock hanging between your legs. And right now, I only want you to focus on the physical sensation of feeling your cock between your legs. Really imagine how it will feel when you are wearing the boxers. Feel your cock. Experience your cock. And know that from now on, whenever you are wearing any male underwear, you are going to feel it. And of course, every time you do, you are going to find that the experience will become more and more vivid as you are practicing experiencing this cock. And while we're at it, imagine that you're also having a pair of balls hanging between your legs. And if you're lying down or sitting right now, you will find that your legs slightly restrict your balls when you're sitting or lying. And you will feel the desire to spread your legs so your balls have the space. And you can feel your balls between your legs, can't you? Becoming more and more vivid by the second. You feel your cock. You feel your balls. And right now you only focus on the physical sensation of experiencing them. Learning to feel them. And with every second that passes, the sensation can become more and more vivid. You feel your cock. You feel your balls. They are there. They're hanging on your body. You feel them hanging there, heavy, big cock and balls between your legs. And it feels amazing, doesn't it? You always wondered how it would feel. And now you're experiencing it. You feel your cock. You feel your balls. And it feels amazing to feel them between your legs. And maybe you're already wondering how it's going to feel once you're out in a trance, once you're using this trigger and you're moving around. And with every motion you feel your cock and balls dangling around, dangling against your legs. That's right. You will be very aware of them. You will always feel them there. And with every motion they will dangle around and remind you of their presence. And of course, you want to be a little bit careful when you sit down, when you kneel down, when you crouch down. You're going to be very aware as not to smash them or squeeze them. That's right. Your cock and balls will always be very present in your mind. Because if you don't look after them, one wrong motion can become quite painful. And you want to take good care of your cock and balls, don't you? And yet, most of the time, they will just dangle around harmlessly. And yet, every motion, every time they slap against your legs, they will remind you that they are there. That's right. You will always be reminded that you have a cock and balls now whenever you are wearing female underwear. and every time you wear female underwear, this trigger will become stronger and the experience will become more and more vivid, more and more real. And it's not just the sensation that becomes more and more vivid, but it will also become more and more normal to you. Normal to have a cock and balls. Normal to experience it. Normal to have some. Every time you wear male underwear, this trigger will become a little bit stronger and a little bit more vivid. That's right. And now that we talked about the physical experience, you can store that experience, that little thought experiment, away deep in your mind, knowing that from now on, whenever you wear male underwear, you will experience it again. You will feel your cock and balls. And once you stored it away, once you gave this information to your subconscious mind, so it can play it out every time you wear male underwear, now it's time to talk about the psychological and emotional effects of being the proud owner of a big cock and balls. That's right. And if you don't think having a cock has a deep and powerful influence on your behavior and your psyche and your emotions, just take a look at a person who doesn't own a cock, unlike you, and is wearing a strap-on. That's right. Even just wearing a rubber cock instantly changes their behavior, instantly makes them feel powerful, feel in control, or simply put, it instantly changes them completely. And that's just a rubber cock. You, on the other hand, feel a real cock right now. Do you have any idea how much it's going to impact you? How strong it's going to make you feel? How powerful? How in charge, in control you will feel when you feel your massive cock dangling between your legs? Of course, it's not always dangling now, is it? Because your cock might also get hard. And that is going to push all of the psychological effects to a whole new level. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. That's something I leave up for you to experience when it's going to happen. When someone turns you on that much, you will find all these behaviors turned to 11. But let's stay at your normal behavior, just feeling your cock. Even when it's limp, you will feel your massive cock dangling between your legs, reminding you of its presence, reminding you that you now have a cock. And it will simply trigger all the effects and behaviors that having a cock triggers in your brain. That's right. You will feel incredibly powerful. You will feel your cock and it will make you incredibly confident. You will feel strong. You will feel in charge. You know you're in control. That's right. You know all the stereotypical male behaviors, all the macho behaviors. Well, let me tell you a little secret. Men live with those emotions, desires, and temptations all the time. And yet, most men just get used to it, learn to control the urges, and they are in control of the urges, not the other way around. Of course, there are some men that are controlled by the urges, some machos that are too weak to have self-control. But here's the thing that concerns you. Even the men who have learned to control themselves took years for it. They had to learn it. They had to learn to be in control. You, on the other hand, suddenly got a cock. And all of these effects will just hit you full force. Now, of course, you know that I always want you to be safe, so your subconscious mind will drop you back to your normal being in case you try to do anything stupid or anything over the top. But otherwise, you will find that the cock and the power of the cock will have a massive influence about you, that you are going to behave like a stereotypical male in a complete testosterone rush. That's right. As I said, just look at how a strap-on changes the behavior. And now you feel a real cock dangling between your legs. You feel it for real. You feel your sensitive cock, your sensitive balls. You feel the fabric of your underwear rubbing against your cock and balls with every step, fueling these desires, fueling these emotions. That's right. There's nothing you can do about it. Whenever you wear male underwear, you will feel your massive cock. You will feel your big balls. You will feel them dangling between your legs, rubbing against the fabric, stimulating you, reminding you that they're there, reinforcing all the psychological effects, putting you into this super confident, super strong, super powerful, super in control state of mind. That's right. Whenever you wear male underwear, this is going to happen to you. It's simply the boxer magic, and it will give you a massive cock and big balls between your legs. You will feel them, you will experience them, and you will feel all the power that comes with the cock. Of course, you will also feel all the drawbacks that come with the cock. You will find that sometimes your cock is in control of you and not the other way around. Especially as this is new to you and you never had the opportunity to learn how to control these urges, to control these emotions and desires. And of course, you will learn that in some situations your cock and balls are just in the way. When you try to sit down with your legs closed, it will be uncomfortable because you are squeezing your balls. And when you're in public, there's nothing you can do. You can't even move them apart, away between your legs. And you will find that you have to be careful when you kneel or crouch, otherwise your pant might squish your balls, and that's really painful. That's right. You are getting the full package, with all the positives and all the negatives, and everything in between. The full physical and emotional and mental experience of owning a massive cock and big balls. That's right. That's simply what's going to happen to you from now on, whenever you are wearing any male underwear. Any male underwear will trigger the boxer magic, and you will instantly feel your cock and balls. And every time this sensation will become more and more vivid. And of course, just feeling them will have a deep psychological impact on you, will make you incredibly confident, incredibly strong in control. You will just feel like the biggest macho man because you never learned to control it. And you will have these overwhelming urges in your mind and you can enjoy it. And of course, this is an interesting little experiment too. I'm really curious to see if you can prevent yourself from becoming a little bit too cocky. That's right. You will find the psychological effects are really intense. And before I end this file, let's go back one more time to the option of erections. That's right. You will find that when you become aroused, you will become hard. And there's nothing you can do about it. And just imagine it's going to happen when you are out and about. You see someone beautiful or something arousing, and you feel your cock beginning to grow. And it's not just your cock beginning to grow, because the psychological effects will grow exponentially too. That's right, as you become hard, the psychological effects of owning a cock will become overwhelming, and it will be incredibly hard to control them. And yet it's incredibly easy for them to control you. And you will feel your cock growing, growing hard, and you will feel your mind spinning with desire, spinning with these overwhelming emotions. That's right. That's going to be a trip. Of course, just imagine you're out and about, and as your cock grows hard, you slowly realize that everybody can see the bulge in your pants. And you desperately try to control it, and yet it does what it wants, and there's nothing you can do about it. And so you try to hide it, and all the time it's taking control of your mind. Oh yes, that's going to be an intense experience if it happens to you. Now, I think it is time to leave you with this wonderful new trigger. And right now, right before I wake you up, I am giving you an opportunity to accept or deny this trigger. If this trigger is what you want, you can accept it, and you will find that because your subconscious mind knows that you want it, it will become 10 times as vivid and 10 times as effective. And if you deny it, you will find that it's completely gone from your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 5 to 0. And you just know what you want, and it's going to happen. If you want to experience this trigger, all my suggestions will sink deeper into your mind, because your subconscious mind knows you want it and will help you to experience it. And if you don't want this trigger, you will find that it will just disappear from your mind. In this way, your subconscious mind knows it was your choice, and things you want to experience are much more powerful than things I just suggest. Now let's begin. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And if you wanted to accept this trigger, it will now be deeper into your mind, and otherwise it will be gone. Now I'm going to count you up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, and feeling wonderful. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake with every number. 3, as you wake up further and further. 4, coming back, feeling good. 5, halfway there, or so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers as you completely wake up. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.